Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
God knows our innermost being. Then he says this, and then we're going to spend the rest of our time dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. Now, the dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, there is a distinction between soul and spirit. And I mentioned earlier in our lesson, many times it's intertwined and it's very closely related. And that's why it talks about the Word of God is the one who divides it, not us. Are you following? Because it's so closely related in our mind, the soul, and sometimes we confuse the two and we get them. I'm going to get letters. People don't write anymore. I take it back. Somebody does write. Thank you for your letter. I'm still getting the letters back there. Thank you. He actually, and I wrote him one. He's wrote me about five or six, and I wrote him one. And so people do write letters. Thank you for that. Anyway. I know, I got a lot. I'll have Latrice do that because I don't write anything. Don't laugh, but it's true. Okay. Ronnie, I just lost my train of thought. Where was I at? Okay. Wonderful. I'm glad you're here. All right, where was that? Dividing us. Where was I going? This is old age. What is it? The spirit and soul. But I was going somewhere with the spirit and soul. Got that in my note. And it was so good. Huh? Help me, Kyler. Oh, soul. That's it. About soul winning. We're going soul winning. Again, I know what people are talking about, but you're not going soul winning when we go out witnessing. What is born again is the spirit. Kyler had a wonderful lesson here months ago about he that winneth souls is wise. It's not talking about going out. People use that, winning people to the Lord. That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about winning that whole man over. It's like discipleship in a nutshell. He that winneth souls. Not only they won them to the Lord, you've discipled them. And their whole mind now is, are you following? We use those terms kind of interchangeably. But the Word of God divides it. It would be strange now if we go out terminology, say we're going out spirit winning. Are you following? But I'm saying we would understand when we say we go soul winning. Okay. But the Word of God divides the difference. There is a difference. There is a difference. Matter of fact, we are made in the image and the likeness of God, the triunity of the Godhead. In Genesis, let us make man in our image. And man is a trichotomous being. In other words, three parts. And we see this in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Greg, you put this one up here. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray that your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he divides that there. The spirit, the soul, and the body. Remember, we're made in the likeness and the image of God. Matter of fact, that's what separates us from the animal world. They don't have a spirit. They have a soul. What do you mean they have a soul? As we use these words interchangeably, you could say, come here, Fido. What is he doing? You know, lay over, roll over, you know. You know, you can't do that to a cat. That's why I don't like cats. Only thing a cat's good for is to catch mice or something, you know. I love cats. I don't love cats, but y'all are going to kick me out of the church now. Okay, anyway, that's why you can say something to a dog. He hears you. He understands you. But he can't communicate with God. I'm going to leave that there. Okay, there's so much could be said, and I don't want to get into it. But we're talking about three parts. The soul is the word in the Greek word. It's the psyche. It's man's relationship to himself and to others. It's our mind. It's our will. It's the seedbed of emotions. I mentioned that about people going to church for a few weeks, and the Spirit of God was among them, and it was so good of a worship. They went out rejoicing that the preacher didn't even need to preach. They did not worship in spirit. They worshiped in their soul. Are you following? They were emotional. They got, woo, you know, where's my handkerchief? Oh, there it is, deep in my pocket. Okay, it happens all the time, all the time. Now, by the way, I say that it wouldn't hurt for us Baptist people to get a little bit more of this. Some of us look like Kalijah, the old wooden Indian, you know. You don't know that one? You have to. Poor old Kalijah, he never got a kiss. Poor old Kalijah, he don't know what he missed, that old Indian. He just was an Indian stump. And some of our Baptist people that sit in church, and they look like old Kalijah. They wouldn't smile. I told you something last time I was here. We went to another university. I ain't going to mention it. Y'all know what we're talking about. And they're of a different persuasion than us. We went to they had a worship service that they introduced, and I didn't go. I'm really getting myself in trouble now. Because this is going on radio, and people said, he went to another demon. Okay. And you're talking about exciting. Man, they were up there singing and had the whole, there was hundreds of people there at this university. Man, they were raising hands and they were just doing it. But I'm telling you, it was not in the spirit. They weren't worshiping in the spirit. I don't care how bad you think, it was worshiping in there. It was emotional. Matter of fact, the worship leader got up there and he said, let's go crazy for God. Remember I said that? Let's get mad for God. And he was, so help me. And me and Latrice and Kay looked at each other and said, but anyway, there's a difference. The psyche, it's man's relationship to himself, his mind as well, even to others. But his spirit is the word pneuma. It's man's relationship to God. Huge difference between the soul and the spirit. That's why we were dead and our spirit was dead. Our soul is still alive. We communicate with men and ourselves, but our spirit, you're dead in trespasses and sins. Our spirit was dead. And when we were born again, it was our spirit that was birthed into God's family. Now we can communicate with God. That relationship with God that we didn't have before. Are y'all following? Man, that's good stuff. Now you know why I couldn't get out of these. And I ain't even got to verse number 13 yet. And then, of course, the body, I had to move. The body is the outer man. And we are controlled by the Spirit. We are to be controlled by the Spirit, not by the flesh and not by our mind. Be drunk with wine. Be not drunk with wine. Y'all are really going to kick me out. Wherein is in his excess, but be filled with the Spirit, to be governed, guided, controlled by the Spirit of God, because you're birth. Do you know when you're reading, do you know when you're reading in 1 John and it says that you cannot sin? Remember that? Boy, that throws a lot of people a big curve. What do you mean I can't sin? And in 1 John 1:9 it says, if we confess our sins, he'd say, well, just read a little, that we cannot sin. It's the Spirit of God who birthed your spirit. It's your spirit that cannot sin. Do you get that? This is yes, this is no. Your spirit, which is birth, is perfect. The soul is the problem, our mind. Some of y'all are looking at me like a calf at a new gate. What are you talking about, preacher? When we are birthed into God's family, it's our spirit that is made new. It's but our soul, we still have battle with that. Romans 12:1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy, I missed something about being not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And that's in your mind.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.